Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
So yeah, let's take the sounds of Fred Hammond, Radical, featuring Radical for Christ there. Oh, give thanks. That takes us to Pastor Nosi Parakolota talking about the gate.
Book of Acts 10, the Bible tells us about Cornelius. He was a Roman centurion in the Italian regiment. The Bible says he was devout, he was God-fearing, he was always giving to the poor, and he prayed to God regularly. He was not praying to the idols and that were there in Greece, but he was praying to God regularly in Caesarea. And the Bible says at 3 o'clock one of the days, he saw a vision, and in the vision an angel came and said to him, "Your prayers and your offerings have come before God as a memorial, and that is why I've been sent to you. You need to send for a man named Simon, who's called Peter. He's staying at the house of Simon the Tanner. Get him to come to your house." At that same time, in a different location, the Holy Spirit is preparing Peter to share the gospel to the first non-Jewish person who would ever receive the message of salvation. And so when Peter comes to the house of Cornelius, Cornelius explains to him why he has called him about the vision. And he says, "Now in the presence of God, we are ready to hear, we are listening to hear what you have to say." And so Peter starts and says, "You all know what happened in Judea, starting from Galilee with the baptism of John, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the evil one, for God was with him." And he continues to talk about how he was an eyewitness. Him and the other disciples were eyewitnesses of the things that happened during Jesus' life on earth. And he expresses how they hung him on the tree, and yet after 3 days he was resurrected. And how the prophets of the Old Testament wrote about the Christ, and how he fulfilled all of the prophecies that were written concerning him. And as these people listened, they received the Holy Spirit with the sign of speaking in tongues. And when Peter saw this, he said, "If they have already received the Spirit, what prevents them from being baptized?" And so he baptized them. Now, baptism is an outward indication, let's say, an outward expression of a change that happens in our hearts. It's a change that shows that your old self has died with Christ and has risen up into new life. So here's Cornelius. He's living the life. He's doing all the things that are done by those of the way, those who are Christians at the time. He's praying to God, not to idols, regularly. And he's giving alms. Even his alms and his, like, his deeds have come as a memorial before God for him. So why did God bother to send Peter to come to him? Because the Bible says that Jesus is the only way to the Father. There's only one door. There is only one door. There are many amongst us who came in and they are doing everything. You're fasting, you know, you're following, you're tithing, you're doing everything that the Christians are doing. But did you have a moment where you actually acknowledged Jesus Christ and gave your life to him as Lord? Salvation is a covenant. It's like a binding contract between God and men to say, "I receive your life and I give you mine." It's an exchange of lives. And when that happens, the Bible says that God gives you the Holy Spirit to indwell you. He comes as a sign, as a guarantee to show you that you belong to him. It's almost like a ring when someone is engaged. Jesus is going to come back one day. And only those who have that guarantee of the Holy Spirit within them are going with him. The Bible says in the book of Romans 8, it says, "Who whoever does not have the Holy Spirit does not belong to Christ. So the Holy Spirit is a sign that you belong to Him. That is why in the Old Testament, before Jesus came, they never received the Holy Spirit within them. He sat upon them, and then they ministered as they heard Him from upon them. But in the New Testament, it's even promised that He will indwell us, He will come within us, and even His word will be written in our hearts. Have you come in through the door? Any tertiary institution, you need to register in order to be recognized as a student, to get even the rights, to get a student card, to get access to the libraries, to everything. You can come and sit with us in class, but at the end of the year, when everybody gets their reward, you will not be recognized if you never registered. You need that contract, that covenant with God, that exchange of lives. You need to give Him your life, and that means that you are saying, it's, a contract has its liabilities and its benefits from both parties. So there are things that you give up for the sake of Christ. You give your whole life. You say, I will walk and conduct my life according to your instruction, according to the leading of your Holy Spirit, who is by then inside of you. And God also gives you His name to use. And you can go into any space and be recognized as a child of God. And when the end comes, you will be rewarded. Jesus says, in the end, some will say, Lord, Lord, did we not cast out evil spirits in your name? Did we not do all these miracles in your name? Those people would have done the things, the rituals, all the things in the church without having first taken care of the most important thing, making sure that they have entered through the door. Have you made your entrance into the sheepfold? Do you belong to Him, or are you just accompanying us? Jesus also says, do not be excited that the spirits listen to you. Be excited that your name is written in heaven. Is your name written? Do you have a moment you can point back to where you say, I gave my life to Christ? Don't just join in the fun and then you're not living accordingly. The Bible says when Moses was going to see the bush, the burning bush, a voice came and said, take off your shoes, because the place where you're stepping into is holy ground. Where you're standing on is holy ground. That is how we approach salvation. And I see that burning bush as a sign of salvation itself, because the Bible, it talks about us as trees. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. He'd be like a tree planted. Many times in scripture, the Bible will refer to human beings as like trees. It even says we should bear fruit. We are trees. We are trees. And then the Bible also says that God is a consuming fire. And the miracle of salvation is that the presence of God can come and be in and upon man without consuming him. Because we have the life of God within us. He has bought us with a price. So if you believe in your heart that he is who he said he was, he is the Son of God, he came and lived a life without sin, and he died for the sin of the world, and he rose up on the third day. The Bible says all you have to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Lord Jesus Christ, and then you will be born again. Then the Holy Spirit will come in and dwell within you, and you can say, I belong to Christ. Until that happens, you're just accompanying the bride of Christ. This is the word bite for today.
Thank you so much, Pastor Nozipho Rakolota, and we do not want to just accompany others. We want to be at or become his children. Yeah, we want to become his children. We want to become his very own. And so it is easy to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You can do that. Even today, you can call unto, the Bible says, if you call unto the name of the Lord, then you will be saved. Everybody who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So you can do it even today and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. And I am giving my life to you to be Lord over my life and rule and reign over my life. And just hand over everything. And accept him as your Lord and you will be saved. And today, it is Pastor Nosi Porokoloto's birthday. Happy birthday to you. It is also Mama Ko's birthday. Mpomo Ko is turning 20 years old. Pastor Nosi Porokoloto is also turning 20 years old. What's funny about the whole thing is that they were born on the same day. Can you believe it? Same year, same day. And so happy birthday to them. And may the hand of the Lord be upon them always. May he guide your footsteps. May you see more and more of his grace in the year that you're starting out today. May it be filled with laughter. May it be filled with joy. And may it be filled with good health. In the name of Jesus Christ, enjoy your day. And I know that Queens celebrate for the whole year. Okay, no, for the whole month. So celebrate for the whole month. And I give you the book of Numbers 6, 24 to 26. I love that scripture. I just love blessing because this is how the Lord said Aaron should bless the children of Israel, and may this be real in your lives. And Aaron said, and this is now me saying what the word says, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Happy birthday. I also want to share this with them from Jehovah Shalom.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657. AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.